100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 8:47.
Canadian singer-songwriter Bryan Adams is just back from Australia celebrating the release of his new album, Get Up, which comes out here in the U.S. October 30th.
Yeah, the album's called Get Up. It's been 2 years in the works. It's probably my most rocking record. It's been produced by the legendary Jeff Lynne.
Oh, from ELO.
Yeah.
How did you get in touch with him? You know, have you worked together before?
Well, we've known each other from the past. You know, most rockers do know each other. But it was just a serendipitous meeting in L.A. Yeah, one thing led to the next. It was like, you know, do you want to cut a song sometime? Like, yeah, sure, I'd love to. So that's how it started. And then 2 years later, we had an album.
Is Brand New Day, is that one of the songs you worked on together?
Yes, it is.
And what did he bring to it?
Well, he produced the track and he's playing on it. And yeah, it was the last song written for the record. And coincidentally, it's the first single. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, we're playing it. And the first time we heard it, we both said, oh, we have to adopt that as our morning show theme song, really.
Exactly.
Do we owe you some money? Should we send you a check every month?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say no.
But it's a great upbeat song. I mean, a lot of your songs are ballads and, you know, about love lost and love gained and so forth. This is just like an upbeat. You were in a good mood, I take it, when you wrote this.
A lot of my songs are up-tempo, too. I mean, you know, Summer 69, Can't Stop This Thing We Started, Run to You. I mean, there's a lot of rockers there.
You know, you mentioned that a lot of rockers know each other. How does that happen?
It happens from probably meeting people in music stores. No, I'm being facetious. I don't know. It's a fraternity, you know. Musicians all sort of know each other in one sort of way or another. You know, it's like whenever there's another musician in the room, it's like there's a nod of the head. It's like, yeah, okay, I know where you're at.
Well, Mike and I don't have that with other morning show teams. We don't know any, right?
No.
But I got to tell you something. If you guys went out a bit more, maybe it might work out, you know.
Okay.
He knows us all too well.
You're sitting there in the morning. You're sitting in your little cubicle there every morning, you know. I mean, how are you going to meet anybody?
Well, for 16 years, it's been working out.
Yeah, well, that's all right then. I mean, to be honest, the only time you ever sort of meet other musicians is at concerts or, you know, perhaps, you know, a friend's place or something. But it's not all that common, to be fair.
So let's talk about the fact that you were at Bethel Woods this summer. Did that hold any special meaning to you to perform at the original Woodstock site, or was it just another night?
Oh, yeah, no, that was great. That was a really great night. Of course, it doesn't bear any resemblance to the original Woodstock site, but, you know, it's still pretty cool to have been up there.
Is there a place on the map that you would like to play that you haven't yet?
That's a good question. I kind of like to go. I like to play Cuba. Yeah, no, I'd like to go there. I think it'd be amazing. You know, I just recently got into Instagram, and I'm loving that because sort of more unusual sort of platform to show what you do, and it's like a photographic diary.
You're a noted photographer, and I love your website photography. There are some great shots on there, including
thanks,
including this woman with her hands all over your face. Who is that?
That's the album cover. That's the album cover for Get Up, and she's just a friend of mine. Her name is Katarina.
Yes, it is
Thank
a great
you.
Shot. She's very beautiful, and I love your Instagram photos. Your art is very right out there, out in the open. We can tell you're a true artist.
It's really out there. I like that. That's good.
It is. It's out there, but it's good. It's out there in a good way. But I was looking at your Twitter page, and your profile picture is the back of your head. Are you trying to say something with that?
That's my better side.
I think most women would disagree with you, Bryan.
Seriously, I mean, get a little closer and you'll notice the back of my head's a lot better.
You told us 5 years ago, you make the music, you put it out, and you just hope everybody loves it, but you're just going to keep putting out music because that's what you do.
Exactly, and I'm particularly excited about this record, so I thank you very much for playing the songs.
Our
anytime.
Pleasure.
It's what we do. One great song after another, Bryan.
Here's Bryan Adams.